Okay, so this week we are in the parsha of Vayechel. And I'm titling this talk Kol Nadiv Libo, Gifts of the Heart. So what are we doing here together? I think that each week the Torah portion offers answers to that question. How does it instruct us in this noble practice of silence and in living our lives? This week, we're in Torah of Parashah Vayikel, which means convoke. God tells Moses to convoke the Israelites in order to tell them, these are the things that Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh commands you to do. When I hear the word command in Hebrew, I know it's from the root tzivah and the root of the word mitzvah, and in Aramaic it translates as enjoin. So every time I read the word command, I hear connect. These are the things that God commands. Sounds to me like here are some possible ways to connect with that which is larger than my distorted sense of being a separate, solid self. So then how to connect, how to open into curiosity? Okay, yes, convoke. Here we are, sitting in convocation on Zoom. God instructs Moshe to convoke all the different kinds of children of Israel. And we are them. Right now, in the midst of our sitting together, can you convoke the different parts of yourself? Can you bring into this moment heart, mind, body, breath, into a gentle awareness? Can you allow sensations of thinking, hearing, seeing, smelling, tasting, touching to be known? Now, sensing is like this. Check it out. Do the sensations provoke judgment, emotion, and any other yummy stuff of this unknowable human life? When received in awareness, everything becomes a path of liberation, a path home. In convocation, the Israelites hear God's words through Moshe, who says, these are the things that Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh has commanded you to do. In other words, this is how to connect. And now, here, right here, in the space that each of us is in, and the space that we create together. We come together in a space that physically stretches 1,000 miles, perhaps, on Zoom, to be here together, to listen to words of Torah. And in order to hear them, we tune in outwardly to the rustle or glare of our environment, and inwardly to the parade of arisings and passings that find convocation within each of us. We anchor in direct experience of body and breath, these elements of just being alive. In this parsha, the children of Israel hear God speak through Moses about the infinite details upon details of the work that they must do in order to build a mobile sanctuary. They'll carry this Mishkan throughout the desert for years and be carried by it and by each other. It will carry them into a new consciousness, new community, new ways to care for each other, new ways to be a free people. When we bring kind, curious attention to the infinite details upon details of thought and sensation, inside and out, consciousness expands. There are new connections and community, new possibilities for caring. In contrast to their usual complaining, in this moment, the Israelites are uncharacteristically exuberant about God's call to action. Yes, we will build the Mishkan. Mishkan is the same root as Shekhinah, the indwelling presence. They enthusiastically offer their prized jewels and their talents. The latter is what the Torah calls kol nadiv libo, each one's gift of the heart. And one commentary says, God does not provide us with wisdom of the heart. Rather, it stems from our work. And I think work could be translated to many different forms, from deeply inward to actively outward. So it seems to me really a call. It seems to me that all social action and all loving relationships stem from this ability of the heart to be moved and then to respond in ways that address the need of the other. It's in this effortless generosity that there grows a space for the indwelling presence of the divine. Each one will give gifts of the heart, kol nadiv lev. The skills and materials they bring are seen as God-given gifts. Their beautification of the outer walls of the Mishkan that surrounds the inner tent of the meeting, that empty space is inside all this ritual splendor. With generosity and hard work, they form a new relationship with each other, with themselves, and with their God. They are becoming a free people as their service shifts from slavery to Pharaoh, to work directed by and in harmony with the source of life. But first, God, through Moses, tells them to begin this new way of building together. They must remember the Sabbath. They must first stop. Don't just dive into the seemingly endless to-do list. Instead, stop. The first thing that God commands is to not do. If you are about to embark on an intense, laborious, and complex work, which is life itself, make sure to make a space to stop. God says 6 days' work may be done, but on the seventh day, you shall have complete rest. Actually, it's Kodesh Shabbat Shabbaton, a holy, complete stopping. Our Nishmat Chaim community is about holy, complete stopping. I don't know about you, but the moment I stop to meditate, a torrent of thoughts come to surface, a deluge of emotion, ideas, etc. They clamor for my attention. And in this holy, complete stopping, what arises is asking to be known and loved. God makes it clear, if you don't make space for this holy, complete stopping, you will die. Or we might rephrase it. If you don't make space for holy complete stopping, something inside continually dies. But after Shabbating, Moses announces to the people that God says, take from among you gifts, Truma, everyone whose heart so moves them. Kol Nadiv Libo, every gift of the heart. God's invitation to bring Kol Nadiv Lev turns into a tidal wave of giving, an outpouring of generosity. And now the Israelites bring precious objects, gold, silver, copper, blue, purple, crimson, fine linen, goat's hair, tanned ram skins, dolphin skins, which I think Reb Moshe pointed out were not dolphin skins as we know them today, acacia wood, oil for lighting, spices for anointing, aromatic incense, clothing for the officiants, sacral vestments for Aaron the priest and his sons for priestly service. What a dive into sensuality! All our senses are awakened and dazzled by these material gifts. Kol nadiv libo, wise heartedness, is an aspect of our awakening. It's that part of us that has the desire to act with kindness, to give from our vulnerable hearts. Perhaps it is the wisdom that empathizes with the other rather than judges, compares, shames, or blames, which is something we do to ourselves as well. It's a human desire to do for others, to work together for the good of others. So Kol Nadiv Lev, all whose heart moved them, brings offerings. The Torah specifically says men and women, and I kind of thrill whenever the Torah mentions women, even the nameless ones. and they do, and this parsha mentions women a couple of times as being great creators and artists. They bring and they create and make brooches, earrings, rings, pendants. And the women have skills to spin raw material into linen and cotton. All the men and women whose hearts move them, Kol Nadiv Libam, bring all the stuff and do all the work for the tabernacle to make a space for this indwelling Yud Hey Vav Hey. God singles out the name Betzalel, the artist who will coordinate everyone's efforts. He is endowed with what the Torah calls Ruach Elohim. Ruach Elohim, the spirit of the divine that comprises skill, ability, knowledge of every craft. Betzalel is inspired, right? There's that formation of breath. We are inspired with our in-breath. And he's inspired to make designs in gold, silver, copper, to cut stones, carve wood, to work in every kind of designer's craft, and teach others to do. He can do the work of the carver, the designer, the weaver, and all the crafts. So when we allow the cacophony of our senses to rest in breath, breathing in and breathing out, we can be inspired. And so they bring Kol Nadiv Lev, each one's gift of the heart. When we sit, can we appreciate each thing that wants to be noticed as a Kol Nadiv Lev, a gift of the heart, instead of a pain in the tush or disappointment? Can we be curious, curiously receptive rather than eye-rolling dismissive of what goes on within us when we turn inward? Can our silence together be our Mishkan, the indwelling presence that manifests when we sit together across miles and across all our apparent differences? That we have senses, that perception is even possible, that we can let flow sensation of thinking, seeing, hearing, tasting, smelling, touching. Can it be known in awareness? This is phenomenal. This moment of awareness is our free will offering, a gift of our heart. Each experience of knowing, each moment of returning into awareness, whether dull or poignant, hurtful or helpful, calm or wild. It feels like when I sit with you, I receive a gift of your heart across time and space. I used to weep on the first day of a long retreat with the wonder that there are all these beings who are willing to be with themselves, surrounding me in silence, which felt like a tremendous and elusive and no words gift. To be together with our collective courage to struggle to meet each thing with loving awareness, to let go, to greet the gifts of the heart with curiosity and kindness, humor, and perhaps sadness. Now the Israelites' generosity overwhelms, so they must now bring their skills to shape all this stuff into new forms. They become workers and weavers, choppers and sewers, artists and craftspeople. The Torah frames their skill as God-given gifts. Every one is endowed with a skill essential to creating the whole. And I think that we can feel that in an almost tangible way when we sit together. No one is left out. And the Torah now calls them Kol Hacham Lev. Each wise-hearted person or skillful person, Kol Hacham Lev. They will use these God-given skills to weave, chop, sew, hammer, shape metal, nail wood. And the Mishkan underscores that each person is vital to another's awakening. When I peek out at those sitting with me, I gain a shot of confidence that yes, this awakening is possible right here, right now, in this moment, with all the imperfections and impossibilities we encounter. We offer our broken hearts, our vulnerability, our patience, our rage, our pleasure, our confusion, and these gifts of the heart create commitment and courage to build a space for presence. And in this parsha, we're called upon to be artists and craftspeople. In this mysterious process, we use our God-given skills in convocation to build an ancient and ever-new community of beauty and transformation. We too turn from a ragtag bunch of slaves serving our senses du jour, our emotions du jour, whatever is calling to us, the serving up towards Pharaoh in Mitzrayim in a tight place. And we turn it into a holy, creative community, open to the unknown and the unknowable. The Parsha says that now they become Chacham, Kol Chacham Lev, wise-hearted ones, as they create the covering and the clasps, the planks and the bars, the posts and the sockets, the ark and its poles, the cover and the curtain for a screen and the menorah for lighting, and an altar for burnt offering. And the Torah continues, everyone who excels in ability, everyone whose spirit moves them, come, come bring to Yud-Heh Vav-Heh. Come bring your offering for the work of building the tent of the meeting, the Ohel HaMoed. That strikes me as a fine meditation instruction. It's powerful to sit together in this group, and anyone's absence is viscerally felt. Your commitment and willingness to build this Mishkan together makes your presence vital, necessary, needed. Every breathing body, with no exceptions, adds something that makes your presence vital. Every breathing body, with no exceptions, adds something unique to building our Mishkan of beauty, safety, respect, and a space for the whole spectrum of this human experience. Now, do you remember when we were in person? When sitting with the one who is breathing too loud or making unconscious noise or sneezing, God forbid, or snoring. The good old days. But the Torah makes the Israelites' building of the tabernacle sound like such pageantry and gives a sense of how we humans can work together to create a world that is connected by love. And that includes all beings. In all this doing, making, giving, weaving, building, the Israelites turn their hearts into a sanctuary. Sanctuary connected in a collective space for presence to dwell within each of us. A space to connect intimately with that which breathes us into being. And so here, now, we sit together, even if separated by 1,000 miles, and we create a tent of the meeting. Each one brings one's wise heart, one's broken heart, one's scattered heart, no matter how hidden it may feel at any given moment. The wise heart can smile at familiar, habitual mishigas, the resistance, the fear, the sleepiness, boredom. And I notice these days a lot of efforting when I sit. Like I want to get it. I want to get something, which I know is not possible, but just being with the trying is good. What power? If we pay attention to a garden patch, it blossoms. It can blossom. When we pay attention to a child, it can grow wise. When we pay attention to the sunset, we become light. When we pay attention to war, to hunger, to loss, to inequality, we are brokenhearted. And apparently, that's how the light gets in. Like the Israelites of old, in our flurry of action and creation, we continually build our mobile sanctuary that shelters and enlifts, uplifts. My prayer is that uplifts all beings. Shabbat Shalom. Thank you for your kind attention.